Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Teddy Grinberg.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You know, we both have been chuckling a little bit that this was the day that we decided to talk about walking paths, and we're going to talk about bicycle paths. Just maybe not quite as seasonal as we'd like.
That's true. But, you know, we'll talk about it again in the spring when everybody gets geared
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. And there will be some nice days between now and next spring. And,
absolutely.
You know, and I was thinking, because the walking paths are downtown, you know, if you're out doing shopping and so on, we may want to just take a few extra steps anyhow. So kind of tell us the beginning and how this is all coming about.
Well, working with a couple of work sites in Atlantic, actually it's the city and the county, they're community transformation grant work sites, and I was working with the wellness committees of both entities, and they decided they wanted to do something that would encourage their folks to do some kind of activity. Mm-hmm. But we had so many variety of kinds of employees, hours that they worked, locations that they worked, it was really hard to find an activity that everybody would like to do. So we defaulted to the simplest and the easiest, which was walking. And since they were both located downtown Atlantic, it made sense for us to develop paths that both could use for their employees. Well, we did that throughout the summer. We plotted out and we decided on a 1 mile and a 1.5 mile and a 2 mile path that goes by both of the courthouse and the city hall. And once we got those all done and wrapped up, it kind of evolved from there. And the city decided, well, these are so nice, maybe we need to have them available for the public, too, to be able to walk around downtown. So that is indeed what has happened. They have these now available, I know, at City Hall and the library, and I assume soon at the courthouse, too, for folks to pick up and be able to use.
And it's, as I recall, it's a kind of like a, you can fold it up and still see the maps, you know, something you can stick in your purse, your pocket, whatever to take with you. And I think it'll be really fun. I mean, I've seen it from a distance. I have not seen one up close, to kind of look at it and see, okay, which of those businesses do I shop in? Where am I going to go that I could really incorporate this into my daily exercise?
Absolutely. Everything downtown, we have one that's actually goes right along Chestnut. So that's the 1 mile. You can, you know, go do your Christmas shopping and maybe decide you're just going to walk that little extra down to the depot and back and get your mile of walking in for the day. It's very simple and it makes sense. And I think that the businesses along Chestnut will appreciate having another reason for people to stroll by.
You bet. And I'm thinking some of those businesses may want to get copies of that. That's kind of coming along because they're just, I mean, this is pretty recent to have those all published and printed and ready to go.
Absolutely. And the 2 mile route actually includes the YMCA. So the Y is going to have maps available too here shortly. And we actually have talked about, well, that's a good opportunity to develop some walking groups in the spring when everybody's got maps and maybe choose different locations every day that they start from and walk these routes.
I suppose there's a coffee shop on there somewhere.
Probably.
But yes, and for some people, being in a group is a really positive kind of thing that, you know, if they're in a group, gosh, I got to show up because everybody else is showing up and I don't want to be left out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. It's good. Nice peer pressure.
Yes, it is. It is. And also, even though we're talking about walking, parking is still, I think, one of those things that people consider. And if they're leaving from the Y, they could park at the Y. I mean, there's pretty adequate parking at the Y.
Absolutely. And it's a nice circular route, so you come right back then at the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, what do these look like? I mean, if I'm going to go to the courthouse or the library, what am I going to look for to find the maps?
They are already folded for your convenience, but there's a display rack that has one showing what it is, and they should have them on their main counter somewhere. I know they do at City Hall with it all unfolded, but then, you know, it'll have three different maps, the 1 mile, the 1.5, and the 2, and the title of what it is, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is all pretty exciting. I don't know whether other towns and places have done this. I'm sure somebody has, but it's a first for the Atlantic area, and yeah, I think it's pretty exciting.
Well, good. Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. So the other thing that we wanted to talk about are the bicycle paths. And I hope people have been noticing some signs going up. But, again, let's start, you know, how that all developed.
Well, that was promoted by members from the Nishna Valley Trails Association. Longtime members Ed and Myra Kale brought this to the city council last June, and they had developed a route that went from throughout Atlantic and ultimately would go out to Shieldburg to tie into the bicycle path around Shieldburg. And they presented that, and it was approved in June. There were some changes made to the route, but after it was approved, I kind of watched for it. It sat there for a little while, and I knew that community transformation grant money would pay for the signage. So I worked with the city administrators to get that going, and we purchased the signage, and they got that up this fall. The route actually starts, again, right at 10th and Lynn, right across from the Y, and progresses over to Elm, and it goes up Elm Street and weaves a little bit downtown, and then to 2nd Street and connects you to the bicycle route that's already there that takes you out to Shieldburg.
And so that's, you know, again, bicycles have become so popular, and it's nice to have a little bit safer way to
Absolutely.
Get around.
Elm is nice and wide, and there are parts of it that have no parking. So it makes it a very family-safe, friendly route to take, and kind of the back roads downtown. So you're not really going behind cars that are parked diagonally who can't see you.
Okay. So then the next challenge is let's get out to the T-Bone Trail.
Absolutely. And I think one of the humps that they're going to be going over is coming up this Monday night. There's a DOT meeting from 5 to 7. It will be at the DOT building, but they're encouraged. The Nishna Valley Trails Association has already accumulated a fair amount of money to be able to connect the T-Bone Trail on into Atlantic, and they've been working on the easements and the plans and everything, and I think they're to the fundraising and matching stage, but they also need some DOT support. And so Monday night will be a meeting that folks can come out to and say, yes, you know, bring this on into Atlantic. It's going to be huge for the businesses here to be able to just, you know, have visitors come all the way down in, have lunch, stroll around the shops before they get on their bike and climb and head north again.
You know, I think if you're not a bicycler, if you've not gotten involved in this, it's really easy to say, well, what good does this do anybody except the bicycler? But you mentioned
it is, and it is tourism, and bicycling is huge, and all around the state of Iowa we have very lovely paths that people like to take advantage of, and they go all over the state to try them all out and to see what the communities are that are attached to them. So it's a great opportunity for Atlantic to showcase mm-hmm. all the things we have.
And I know that local folks, I mean, I hear them talking about, well, over the weekend we went such and such place and, you know, went on our trail and so on. So now this will be a way to get some of those people out there that we've been going to see to come back and spend some of their money in the Atlantic area.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when they're here, maybe they'll go to some of the parks. Who knows? But, you know, I think a lot of bicyclers want to see what's, as you say, what's there. It's not just the bicycle ride, but they really are interested in the other amenities.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. So, again, that meeting, if you're interested in kind of promoting that and supporting it, the meeting is?
It's at the DOT office on Monday evening, the 25th, and I think the DOT folks will be there from 5 to 7.
All right. So get on out there and support that whole project. And we want to thank you very much, Teddy Greenberg,
thank
for coming
you,
out to talk about these new possibilities and ways that we can keep active. Until next time, here's a thought. Laughter is the sun that drives the winter from the human face.